The Anton Savage Show Saturday
with Nifty Business on News Talk.
If you have heard what Barry White was telling us earlier on, it isn't just that the tallies would indicate that we have a no-no, it's that we have some pretty egregious no votes from a yes perspective in certain areas. So particularly within urban areas, particularly within urban working class areas, we are seeing huge support for the no side. If I remember off the top of my head, Ballyfermot, for instance, an area where we had nearly 90% on the no. One of the people getting quoted as a significant driving force in that no vote is Michael McDowell, and he is with us this morning. Would you agree, first of all, Michael McDowell, with Gavin Riley's assessment, it is a no-no?
I do agree with that, yes.
Are you pleased, and can you give us a sense of why you think it is a no-no?
Well, I think that the people of Ireland, who are the sovereign power in this state, looked at this set of proposals and said no. And every single voter's ballot paper is as good as the next person's ballot paper. But the government failed completely to convince the electorate that these changes to the constitution were worthwhile. And in every argument that was televised, the yes side came off far worse, and the no side, I think, had the winning of every debate.
Well, let me put to you one of the things that was said earlier on by one of our panelists, that being the Senator Lorraine Clifford Lee, who said that in her view, some of the no side was disingenuous in their arguments. Would you accept that?
No, I don't accept that. I mean, nobody's ever accused me of any disingenuity, and either on air or off air or in print or anywhere else. And I would have to say to you that, you know, we're now realizing that ministers were saying things about the Attorney General's advice, which simply didn't stack up. And there'll be accountability, I assume, for that at a later stage. But I don't know of anything that was disingenuous that was said by anybody seeking a no vote. And we were subject to searching interviews and searching challenges and debates, and nobody has ever indicated that anything we said or did in putting forward the arguments against these referendums was in any way disingenuous or based on disinformation. And I would just add, I mean, for instance, Catherine Martin kept on saying this was to change the constitution because she claimed that it said that woman's place was in the home. That was a blatant untruth, and she refused to retract it.
Well, earlier on, I was quoting you from 2 weeks ago on this show where you gave the prediction when it was, I think, a 66% rough support on both sides. You said this would be the Senate referendum again, that it would winnow away to where we would have a no-no. If that is proven, which it seems to be the case at this stage, if that is proven, what do you think the implications are for the government, if any?
Well, they shouldn't have done what they did. They used the guillotine to shove this through both houses of the Oireachtas without proper debate. They cast aside all the amendments, even from people who eventually end up on their own side. They didn't have any pre-legislative scrutiny where we could have had officials in to discuss the implications for immigration law, succession law, taxation law. They just made all of that impossible. And they just assumed that they would just run it past the people of the country with vacuous posters saying family care, yes. I mean, for heaven's sake, that's not the way to amend the fundamental law of our country.
Do you think it will have ballot box implications for them at the next general?
I think it will have a short-term effect that the government, I think, will realise that they are badly out of touch with public opinion. And it may be that they will learn a lesson. It may be that they'll say, you know, we should stick to the knitting. We should stick to getting the housing crisis under control, deal with the asylum-seeking crisis, which is swallowing hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money. You know, there are issues like that, the health service. I think that's what people's priorities are, and not what I would call unthought-out social experimentation with the Constitution.
Michael, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Senator Michael McDowell.
The Anton Savage Show Saturday
with Nifty Business.
Saturday morning at 9 on News Talk.